Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is here for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get a better understanding of student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's cross-country runner Michael Breyer. The junior set his personal best records in the 8K, 4-mile, and 3-mile events last season. In this episode, Breyer discusses his time at Haverford College, what last year's Centennial Conference Championship was like, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So I'm with Mike Breyer of the men's cross-country team. And Mike, you guys have just gotten back into the swing of things with classes. And talk about how your summer went and how you've been training for the upcoming season.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Summer went really well. I was working on campus at Serendipity Day Camp, which is a little bit tiring during the day, but I was actually roommates with a teammate, Charlie Marquardt. And so we would get out for runs together, and that was really good for training.
What was the camp like? What type of things were you doing there?
At Serendipity, we basically work with kids from the age of 5 through 12, I believe. And it's just a day camp, like, designed to make a really fun time, fun summer for any kid who comes to the camp. So kids come from Ardmore, West Philly, Lower Marion, those areas. So
did you just make stuff for them to do during the day? Like what kind of things like that?
Yeah, so in a given day there was about an even spread of some sport game like basketball, kickball, tag of some sort, and then there was like an arts and crafts side or something that was kind of engaged with kids who were more into creative enterprises, I guess.
Any running stuff?
I think 1 week Charlie and I ran a running clinic and we made them like do stretches and stuff, but it's pretty silly, so it was more just silly kind of.
Going back to high school when you're going through the process of looking at colleges and stuff like that, what were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
I heard about Haverford pretty late in the game, but what I knew about it was that it was small, and I distinctly remember on the ride down reading an article that I had printed out about Coach Donnelly, and I had never heard of Coach Donnelly. I wasn't really super well informed on like good college coaches, and it was just like article after article about his legacy and the legacy of the team in general and like the alumni and things like that. So I kind of came in already with that respect for him, and so that was part of it. And then just the feel on campus kind of differentiated it from some other similar colleges that I was accepted to that I liked but lacked something in the way that Haverford kind of has that, like, it, for me it was like a special kind of connection.
How have you balanced being a student athlete here at Haverford with the academics?
Yeah, our team has a really good culture of sort of a lot of the time in a given practice, we practice from 4 to 6, so that leaves all of the morning hours open for class, so you're not missing any opportunities for class. And then after 6, there are a lot of people who kind of go together to their different places where they're planning to work, so like the library or the KIN at the Science Center. And so that's sort of like part and parcel of the team, is like pushing each other to also just be on top of our work academically, because it becomes so important late in the semester to just be not only like into your classes at that point, but you have to have done all of the work leading up to those late November months in order to be in a good place and not kind of scrounging and staying up late and all of that. So it has been helpful. It's definitely helped shape, it shapes your given day like in a productive way if you make it productive, obviously.
What is the culture like? You have a Hall of Fame Hall of Fame coach who it seems like turns out All-Americans after All-Americans. What is the culture like to make everyone be as good as they possibly can be?
Yeah, I think Tom is very humble and probably gets this question a lot. I think the thing that I've noticed and that I've heard from a lot of other alumni is that he makes each runner feel wholly significant to the team. Like, he never shuts down the potential of a runner as long as they are showing true interest in the sport and in the team itself. And I think that respect just trickles down where each runner then respects the potential of the guy who they're next to, even if they are like the person who on the first day of practice or something their freshman year shows up with like basketball sneakers, clearly like has never done it before. You have to like look past those things that can on a lot of other teams immediately disqualify someone as a serious possible contender for like a future important team member, and you have to put those things aside, put your own vanity aside, and just kind of accept the possibility that anybody could be the next All-American, the next national champion.
Can you go through your last year for you? You participated in the conference championship, which was a great, I'm sure, a great thrill mm-hmm. for the entire team. Then the Mideast Regional and the NCAA championships. What was that whole sophomore year like for you?
It was great. Coming out of freshman year, I knew that I wanted to be on a team that made it to nationals, so I knew I wanted to contribute to that as much as I could. And in that pursuit, I trained really hard. I had good training generally. I had like one or two minor setbacks, but what ended up happening at conferences was a lot of people rose to the occasion who had been sort of like struggling to have like their good race up to that point. I was like, I think I was the sixth man there, so it was like a decent race for me, but it was just like an extremely exhilarating day because of all of those people rising up. And then making it to nationals is an amazing opportunity in its own right.
Are you involved in any other things on campus or at school other than cross country and track?
I am looking to be. I'm always looking for new opportunities to like kind of challenge myself. And up until now, I was briefly involved in this thing that my friend and I schemed up called like The News, which was kind of a video news platform that was mostly like a joke, but and then we stopped doing that, and now I think I'm gonna do some open mics telling jokes a little bit, so we'll see how that goes.
So you want to give the comedian a try? Who are some of your favorite comedians that you like?
Favorite comedians? Dave Chappelle, Norm Macdonald, Louis C.K. is really funny. He's really big right now. Those three come to mind first. Not going to tell any of my jokes on here. I don't want to give them away.
Right. And of course, you have to keep it appropriate.
Yeah.
Is there one particular moment at Haverford in your time so far, whether it be athletically or academically, that you feel has really stood out for you?
Need to think about that one for a second. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of moments that each have, like, their distinct space for good and bad reasons in any...
Only do the good ones,
yeah, good ones, yeah. The conference championship was really amazing. That was a really triumphant day in, like, the way that you only see in, like, sports movies sometimes. Like,
right.
And I know it's a small stage,
relatively,
but it was sort of, like... After a season where things hadn't really been coming together, everything came together on the day that counts, and that's always going to be, like, an extremely exhilarating feeling. And it was, like, really muddy, and so it had that whole like, appeal, sort of. So that was really fun. And then, like, stuff that happens with friends and stuff is always really nice, very funny, funny times. Like, a lot of really good and challenging moments have come with just, like, you spend a lot of time with people on the team, and that gets to a point where you, like, realize things about yourself that you just can't realize in, like, fleeting interactions with other people. So that's been a big part as well.
So the next part of the interview is going to be some fun rapid-fire questions.
Cool.
So just give me the first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
The Yankees, I guess. Sort of ripped that off of my older brother, and then I liked them after that, but...
Favorite movie?
Growing up?
Just in general.
Favorite movie? Going by how many times I've seen movies, School of Rock is, like, I've seen that a ton of times. Charlie might say the same thing. That's not really my favorite movie to date. Favorite movie might be, I saw a really cool documentary called The Wolf Pack, which is not, it's not about, the Bradley Cooper, what is that movie called? The Hangover. It's not about The Hangover. It's a different thing, but it's really good. It's a good documentary.
Favorite book?
I just read The Metamorphosis by Kafka. That was really cool. Reading short stories by him, and I've always really liked Kurt Vonnegut. Probably my favorite book by him is Cat's Cradle. Those two, they're my favorite authors, or they're up there.
Favorite food?
I eat a lot of Mexican food. Fish tacos I make, and that I make that, and it's one of my favorite foods, so that's pretty convenient. I'm a big fan of DC food sometimes, which a lot of people don't like to admit, but... Yeah, tacos and Mexican food.
Chipotle or Qdoba?
Yeah, Chipotle.
Definitely. Good call. Favorite vacation spot?
My uncle has a lake house that we went to growing up, and that always has been, like, my favorite spot to go. It's just, like, a really small cottage on a lake, and it's really quiet.
You're going out for a run, and you're listening to your iPhone. What's your most played song when you're going for a run?
I only listen to my iPod when I'm on the treadmill, because it's really boring running on the treadmill, but I think one of the most played would probably be something by, like, DMX or something. Like, okay. In my whole history of running on a treadmill, it's, like, good pump-up song. Maybe Rough Riders.
Right? Great. The next part of this is just more kind of, like, deep-thinking questions.
Okay.
What is your number one pet peeve?
I have a lot of pet peeves.
Which one irks you the most?
Yeah. People who chew with their mouths open kind of grosses me out. I'm not, like, a stickler for manners, but when I have to, like, hear someone else chew, it really grosses me out. My brother and I used to call it chewing like a cat, and if like, I told my brother he was chewing like a cat, that was, like, a really... the highest insult, sort of, because just, like, we both knew it's just disgusting, so.
You're going for a hike with one of your teammates. Which teammate would you most want to go on a hike with?
Charlie Hale. he hikes a lot, so I trust him, and he's a angel boy.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be, and no, you cannot wish for more wishes, or a genie to wish for more wishes?
Okay. 3 wishes from a genie. And genies are tricky, though, right? So you don't want to do anything too serious. Sort of. I probably wish for a king-size bed in my room. Or, like, a queen, whatever, a bigger bed. Something that's not the Haverford standard. Wish that... I could teleport, because that... Oh, yeah, and telekinesis. If I could... But I think a genie would mess around with that and would do something terrible to me, but if I could move things with my mind, that's always been, like, a quiet fantasy of mine, so there we go.
Okay. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Past.
What area or what time, what part of history would you go visit?
With no concerns for, like, messing up the present, or am I going to mess up the present if I do certain things?
You would mess up the present if you do certain
things. Oh, okay. I'd go far back then. I'd probably go to, like, turn of the 20th century New York. Like, yeah.
If you could trade places with any one person in the world for one day, who would it be?
Larry King. Just because, why not?
Fair seems enough.
Seems like it'd be like a weird, weird life. I could have high shoulders.
If you could, you're going to a dinner and you can invite any three people, past or present. Who would they be and why?
And they can be dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they won't be dead at the dinner table.
It will not be dead at the dinner table.
Hey, good. Probably my grandfather, because I never met him, but he sounds like he was hilarious. Seems like it would be a fun person to be with for one night. Maybe Shakespeare, not because I want to, like, hear, just because I think that it would be enlightening to just see what he was like. He's, like, see if he was just a weirdo, see if, or not a weirdo, but, like, see his particularities and stuff, and kind of bring that to the current discussion of Shakespeare. And maybe, oh, yeah, maybe Brian Stevenson, who he spoke at Haverford's commencement, and I've been reading some of his work, and I think he'd be, like, an amazing person to talk to about present situation, what people could do, what people can change about how they do things in America.
You're walking to the dining center to go get your favorite tacos, and you accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself checking out the school for the first time. What advice would you give to your high school version of yourself?
First, I'd invite him to come get some tacos, because I know that he would appreciate that. Don't be afraid to try and fail, because that will happen. And trust, like, talking to my past self, trust yourself more. Like, trust your instincts more. I think that'd be good.
And then my final question would be, if you could describe yourself in 5 words, what would they be?
Dashing. No.
That's one.
Yeah. Slow thinking, but not in hyphenated slow thinking, not necessarily in a bad sense, but just trying to think slowly more often. Competitive, definitely. Fiery, and that might collapse into competitive, but it's sometimes different. Just the thing, like, I get very passionate at weird times. I don't always anticipate when that happens. And loyal, just as that's a ideal that I'm still always striving for. It's not something that I can ever claim to, like, fully be, but is that 4?
That's 5, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks to Michael for coming on to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to it on the Haverford Athletics website. If you subscribe on iTunes, please rate and provide feedback on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!